So what are you hearing from people tonight?
Oh, one of the main purposes of tonight's meeting was just to get feedback, kind of to show what the rendering was going to look like and show what property is going to be impacted. So we're getting kind of the expected comments where people will just want to know more about the project and their property in specific. And some people are asking if we're going to accommodate a bicycle pass and sidewalks and that kind of thing. So we're answering those kind of questions, and which, of course, we are providing sidewalks on both sides of the street. And there is a 4-foot striped off area that will be used for bicycles and that kind of thing. So that's primarily the questions that we've been getting.
How much property will be impacted by this, private property?
I haven't computed it yet because it's a real preliminary right now. I would say there's probably 12 to 15 properties that are going to be impacted.
This is going to look, I think from a drawing I saw, it's going to kind of look like the West Main Street, but it's going to go down instead of up.
Right. The texture of the concrete walls, we're looking for a similar design of West Main Street and North Seminary. North Seminary Street overpass will be real similar. That project's going to start in the middle of September, building that grade separation. So that was the thought. The black railing would be the same. The street lights would be the same, kind of keep the same theme for all of them.
And when will this project start?
This project is scheduled to start September of 2014.
Projected costs?
Right now, we're looking at approximately $16 million total for everything, engineering and right-of-way acquisition, that kind of thing.
And how much of that is city money? How much is that coming from other sources?
The majority of the funding is coming from the state Illinois Jobs Now bill. That's the majority. There would be possibly some funding from federal funding and possibly some funding from the railroad of approximately 5%. But the majority will be coming from the Illinois Jobs Now program.
Given the state's financial condition, do you already have that money, or have you been promised it? How does that stand?
We have an agreement, approved agreement, a signed agreement, and we've already gotten some money from that agreement for the engineering. We expect to get the right-of-way money in the next month or two, and then we'll start buying the right-of-way towards the end of the year.
Is that similar with West Main Street and Seminary? The state is paying most of it?
Right. On West Main Street, the state paid most all of the construction. On North Seminary Street, the state, but not through the Illinois Jobs Now program, through the Illinois Commerce Commission, the grade separation crossing protection program is paying for majority of that cost of the construction. There's also a big chunk that's coming from the Federal Railroad Administration through a grant that Senator Durbin got awarded to the city.
The property acquisition, the part, you're looking to do that here pretty, or start that process pretty quickly here, right?
It would probably be November at the earliest, but realistically, for the majority of them, it would be December, January, February, in that time frame.
One of the other things I noticed about the plan was that it looks like there's a possibility of a couple of new streets here that...
We are looking at that. We are proposing a road that connects Sumner Street to Chamber Street and also extending Allen's Avenue to the north and wrapping around to Pearl to provide access to 5 homes that would still be located on Pearl Street south of Ella.
Is that for traffic flow purposes? Or
traffic flow plus access. I mean, we would need to acquire those other properties if that was the case. I mean, so we're trying to provide good traffic flow through there and not have another dead end if we can avoid it. That's one of the, you know, instead of having a real long dead end on Sumner, trying to connect it over to Chamber Street to just provide better access.
You mentioned you have a dozen or so properties you're going to have to look at purchasing and dealing with here. Is that different than with the other two overpasses?
It's probably similar to West Main Street. Seminary Street, I had a lot more. I had probably 34, 35. They were a lot shorter, smaller residential properties, and these are a little bit bigger commercial properties, so I have less of them, but probably more expense with East Main Street due to the commercial nature of all the properties that we're acquiring.
Is there more of a benefit to this than just allowing traffic to flow uninterrupted?
Yeah, this is one of the main concerns was congestion, emergency vehicle access, but also the quiet zone component. We need to have the grade separation in place for our quiet zone. Once we close Main Street down, we're going to be able to implement the quiet zone probably February, March of 2015 on that Mendota subdivision, the one that East Main Street's on. The Chillicothe sub, we're looking at February, March of 2014 implementing that quiet zone there.
And I think you mentioned the projected starting time for North Seminary and for this project. What's the projected completion date for both of those?
Plans are to have Seminary Street open to traffic by December of 2014, but with a final completion of June of 2015. But they'll be working under traffic. But the main thing is to get traffic flowing back again before the end of the year and go through another winter. On East Main Street, it would be real similar. We'd look to try to get it open to traffic before the end of 2015, and they'd finish up in 2016.
Any other highlights about this project you think people might be interested in?
I think the design is probably pretty interesting. With it being an underpass, that kind of thing, it's a fairly short, compact project. Some people have asked me tonight, why not the overpass? Why an underpass? Two of the main reasons are the existing roadway comes up about 7 feet from Chamber Street. If we build an overpass, we'd have to go another 23 and a half feet over to the bottom of the beams over the rail cars. If you go underneath, you only need 16 and a half foot of clearance, plus you gain the 7 feet that you are rising up right now. So we would have to go clear past Seminary Street, probably into the mid block between Kellogg and Seminary, to touch down on an overpass. Cost would be a lot more. The damages would be a lot more to all the businesses downtown. So it's not really practical to do anything other than an underpass.
A couple of people I talked with earlier suggested that maybe they thought that this underpass, the East Main, should have been done first as opposed to West Main. I guess how do you respond to that?
Sure. Seminary Street was always our first priority that we wanted to get done because of the emergency vehicle access to the hospitals. But the way the funding came in, when we curved the Seminary Street project, it required more environmental paperwork and delayed that project a year. So we slipped West Main Street in there first. And that provided emergency vehicle access as well. East Main Street, we've always had pretty decent emergency vehicle access with the South Street underpass and the North Street underpass. Emergency vehicles could go that route. So it wasn't as big a concern for us in that regard. That's probably the main reason it's third.
Are you accepting comments and input beyond tonight?
Right. We have comment forms for people to fill out tonight, but we'll also have comment forms on the counter, and they'll still be on the website that people, if they want to click on and give me a comment. Obviously, the earlier people provide comments, the better it is for us to incorporate into the design. Right now, we're real early in the design, so it's pretty easy to accommodate changes. And as we move along in the next few months, it'll get more difficult to make changes at that time.